Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. So in this show, I titled it My Life All Day, Every Day. So I disclosed this in the very first show that when I started this radio show back up again, that I really wanted my clients and my followers to understand what it is to live my life and what I do. So they only get to see my work side, and I don't really have the time to talk with every single person who comes into my office or every single reading I do over the phone or Skype or FaceTime, whatever, to really show them who I am, what I do, and there's more to me than just being a medium. So that's what I will be talking about. So what does a typical day in my life look like? I will also be taking a couple callers today to do some readings live over the air. And I will also be taking a couple questions. So those few callers that do get picked, I think I would like to start out with a question. And then I'll talk to you a little bit about whatever it is that you want to know. And then we can just dive into a reading. So thank you guys for tuning in. I can't believe it. I already have 10 callers, and some people have already been waiting 20 minutes. Like, this is so crazy to me to think that I can be, like, in freaking Elkhart, Indiana, right next to South Bend, Indiana, if you guys know where Notre Dame is, the university. That I can just be sitting in my office, and people are freaking tuning in. This is amazing. This is just so cool. So thank you so much for listening. So what does a typical day in my life look like? Well, this I can tell you. I usually get up at about 8:30 or 9, I think that's early. So a lot of people are like, what? That's not early. What are you talking about? I've been up since 6 a.m., you know, and I go, well, that's lovely. But I also don't think you're working or doing work till like sometimes 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. So that's how I rationalize. So my days do tend to go later. And I think that's just typical of anyone who runs their own business. They're going to be on the phone, answering emails, calls, whatever, till the evening. But I mean, I'm not working all day long. I take breaks throughout the day and I run errands, whatever. But I will admit, I am checking my emails throughout the day, and I do get text messages and calls from clients. You know, it's just part of the job. It's just how it is. So what is it? What does my life look like? So yeah, get up at 8:30, 9 o'clock. The minute I get up, I go straight to the bathroom and take a shower. So I don't eat breakfast right away. No coffee. I go straight to the shower, plug in my phone, get the music going, and I dance and sing. I seriously, every single morning. So that does a lot for me. First of all, it's very repetitive, okay? Second of all, it's very releasing to just dance and sing in the morning. I mean, you're feeling it. You're like in tune with the universe. You're just going at it. You're just, all the stress is gone. You're not thinking about work. You're not thinking about what you're doing. It's just you in that moment. And with the water, it's very, you know, water is always associated with cleansing. It's just, you know, it's like, it's a new day. You know, and that's really what it's like for me. It's a new day. And that's every single morning. So then obviously I, you know, brush my teeth, whatever. Then I go downstairs. I eat usually about the same breakfast every morning too. So I have a bowl of cereal. So like I'll have like some, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios or Frosted Flakes or Life cereal. If I'm feeling really spicy, you know, so maybe I'll get some protein flakes with like some raisins, or I'll chop up a banana, you know, just to spice it up a little. but it's usually a bowl of cereal, and a cup of coffee. And it's usually just one cup. And that's my breakfast, like literally every morning. And usually like a banana or an apple. And especially a piece of fruit if I'm working out with my personal trainer. So my trainer today kicked my ass. I mean, Alex was like, this is what we're doing today. He's like, we're doing back. He's like, get on this machine. And I was like, machine I've never even seen before. It's kind of like a pull-up or something. And I'm like grabbing it, and he's like, you got to do it like this. And I'm like, oh, God, no, that's harder than what I was doing before. He goes, yeah, you have to actually isolate those muscles and really get it. And, oh, my God. So I'm not going to lie. Thank goodness this is a radio show, because if I was on TV right now, you would be looking at a hot mess. My hair is crazy. I didn't have time to take a shower afterwards. I rushed straight here to get ready for the show. So thank God for radio. Yeah, so. But if you are in the Michigan area and you're looking for a personal trainer, Alex is your guy from Eastlake Gym. Just saying. Anyway, so shower. Breakfast, cereal, coffee, and then I start my day. So I look at what I have to do. I literally write out a list. So I'll say, okay, I have this assignment to do. It's due on Tuesday. Okay, I have a group reading. All right, I have a couple clients. Okay, then I have my calendar and my phone. I'm always looking at my calendar. Then God forbid there's a doctor's appointment. I'm like, oh, geez. Oh, my God. The appointment's at 10 o'clock. Do I have to leave early? How long am I going to be in the waiting room? And it's actually a struggle, right? So if you're, like, working a regular job, you don't work for yourself, you can just say, oh, I'll just get a doctor's note. There are no doctor's notes when you're self-employed. You have to, you know, if you're in that waiting room for half an hour, whatever, if you're rushing to see a client and you're a little late, I mean, you're going to have to explain to them why you're a little late. You don't have the luxury of just going back into work and just saying, all right, whatever. You don't have that. So it is a little stressful when I have an appointment and I don't know how long it's actually going to take. That's how I start it every morning. And I'm really big, a lot of you may not know this, into Eastern philosophies. So I'm actually, when I did my undergrad at Indiana University, I am an East Asian minor, and I study a lot about Japanese culture, a little bit about Chinese, and a tiny touch on like Korean, and just barely scratch the surface of Vietnamese. So, you know, Asian cultures. But I'm a huge believer in what is called in Shokunin. So I don't know if any of you have ever seen Jito Dreams of Sushi. It's a story about a sushi chef and how he starts out every single day in the same way. And he says, to become a master in your craft or whatever you do, repetition, repetition, repetition. Just doing it, doing it, doing it. And I am a firm believer in that, in doing it in the morning. So shower, get in that headspace, and then have a simple meal. So it's like a humbling experience to really come down, to really just be in tune with the universe. I mean, if I was, regardless of what my income is, you know, I mean, I didn't always used to be stable. I mean, good Lord, when I was started at 18, 19, I was in freaking ridiculous debt from college. I was so poor. I think all I had once was a box of cereal. and that's all I had to eat for like a few days. I remember that. And it was really embarrassing because I'd had friends over and I would still offer them the box of cereal, but I'd say, listen, this is all I have. But so, you know, that was where it was. But regardless of how much money I make, whatever, I would still have that ritual. I mean, you know, just getting up, shower, and then just having a very simple meal, like a cup of coffee and cereal. Just, you know, that's very, very cool. So you can look that up. It's really, really interesting. Shokunin, that's what that term is called. And I'm really big on that. Really big on the Eastern philosophies of humbling and really coming back down. I'm going to take my first caller here in about 6 minutes here. So bear with me, everybody. I promise we're going to get there. So, yeah. So what else have I been doing? Well, many of you may not know, so I am a student, okay? I have said this before. I do also do research projects, okay? So on top of that, and on top of all the business connections I have to do and all the meetings with all these different people, I have a new meeting with this woman. Oh, my God, what is that spa called? This is terrible. Okay, so it's like... it's a spa in a fancy part of Granger. So, like, really, really fancy place. Like, bunches of people and businesses run out from this place, okay? It's like a giant building. There's, like, 30 or 40 businesses in there. And you can rent out a room. And you can do, like, whatever. Like, spa treatments, massage, facials, haircuts, you know, whatever. And this woman messaged me because she wants me to come in and do a group reading and, like, a talk. I'm not really used to doing talks, okay? I know a lot of you may be like laughing. You're doing a radio show. What do you mean you're not used to doing talks? Radio show is different than actually doing talks, okay? So in talks, I have to inspire people. I have to give them something to walk away with. I have to give them the feeling good, you know? Like, oh, yeah, that he had something to share, you know? That's a little different. And so she wants to meet with me sometime this week over coffee to really talk about it. So she said she has like 2,000 plus people on the list, on the email list, and that's how many people come in like throughout the year or something. So it should be kind of exciting, really. But I am going to disclose, I am a little nervous. It's different. I'm not used to doing talks. So I'm used to just working. If you've ever been to any of my public demos or any of my shows, I literally talk for like 3-4 minutes, and I go straight to work. I walk right out into the audience and just start reading people. I mean, I really am not used to that at all. So this is a very different platform. So that's something new that's coming up. Let's see. I also signed up to become an accredited business with the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. So I had no idea the process was so rigorous, okay? So you actually have to show them your passport. A license will not work. Some type of ID. You have to fill out like a bio about yourself, bio about the business. Send them your tax returns. I'm like, are you kidding me? You have to see my tax returns? Like, what if I was like a spiritualist minister and I didn't have an actual LLC and I just wanted to have clients? I couldn't join because you have to pay taxes apparently to be a registered business. What else do you have to do? Oh, my gosh. It was just form after form. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I had no idea. The last thing you have to do, you have to collect testimonies from, like, 3 or 4 people stating about how you are indeed gay. So I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, what is this? Is this like a cult? Like, I have no idea what this is, right? Are you kidding me? So I have to go to people in my life, ask them, hey, so I don't know if you have a couple minutes, but could you write up like a 1-page description in Word about how I'm gay? Like, can you talk about the gay things I do, I guess? Like, what do you actually do to be considered gay? It was just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I said, feel free to use words like fabulous, spectacular, and handsome, because that's definitely okay with me to use that word handsome in there too. So anyway, it was I mean, I just laugh like talking about this, because seriously, I'm not making this up. You can Google this. You can seriously Google it. NGLCC, the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, for real. I'm not making it up. Branching off of that, on top of all that, I am a big believer in furthering my education, getting certificates, going to trainings. I mean, anytime a training or a certificate presents itself that I feel will help me in my business or will give me a bigger toolbox to share with my clients, I'm going to do it. I mean, I went to a group psychotherapy training a week or two ago. I did an online course through the Zur Institute to get a couple continuing educational units online. I took one through the American Counseling Association online like a week or two ago. I mean, I guess I am a go-getter. That's what my friend Brittany says in my cohort. I love that girl. We're going out for Hacienda soon, hopefully, if she's tuning in. We are going. We're going to Hacienda. She canceled on me twice this week. One, because it was her, I suppose it was okay, it was her one-year anniversary with her fiance. Are they fiancés now? I don't know. They are probably going to be fiancés. That's just some psychic knowledge coming out of me. But anyway, but yeah, so I guess that's one excuse. I guess I'll let it slide. And then Thursday, she wasn't feeling so good. But anyway, I do think I'm going to shift gears here, and I'm going to take my first caller here. So, yeah, so I'm always just on to the next thing, you know? I'm very in the here and now, very present. I'm very like, what am I doing right now to better myself or my life or to better the people that are in it? You know, what can I give to the world? Very here and now, just here and now. I'm not stuck in the past. Not stuck in the future, just what am I doing now? So my friend Brittany just messaged me. I'm listening. Oh, my God. That is so funny. Okay, well, I'm going to take my first call. Oh, my God. I'm doing this whole show just for my own benefit, just to humor myself. That's what the real intention is. Okay, so let's take our first listener here. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium. Who am I talking to?
Hey, you're speaking with Jay from Canada again.
Oh, hey, Jay. Hey, I'm really sorry, buddy. You called in last week. I feel really bad if I take you again this week.
Okay, no problem. But you know what? I don't have any mediumship things to ask you about. I got to ask you some questions regarding the schooling and stuff that you were just talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to say I would be so unfair for, like, the other listeners.
Yeah, that's what I'm stating. It's like, yeah, I don't want a reading. I just want to ask you some questions, actually. So that's what I'll probably do for the rest of my life. Sound fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, my question is that the school that you went to in England, did you actually travel there to go to school there, or did you take it to an online course?
I was sponsored, so I was flown. We actually... Okay, my privilege is showing. I was sponsored and flown first class to England. On my way over there, I was trying all of the wine on a silver platter.
How'd you do that?
They give you a book to write notes about how much you liked certain wines. It was so fun. It was really fun. But
so, yeah, how'd you get that actually flown first class there?
I was sponsored. So there was one man who I was working with, and he believed, like, he goes, you have to go to England. He said, you have it. And now, granted, this was when I was, like, 20. Okay, so this was, like, 3 years ago. And he said, you're a medium. He says, you have it. You have to go and train with these people. Because he said, that's going to further your development. And he said, you know, you are going to be big. And I didn't believe him at the time, okay? So you're talking to 20-year-old Dustin, right? So I'm like, I'm just starting. I don't know what's going on. I never thought my life would be where it is today now, ever. I never thought this would ever happen. So he was right. I don't think his money went to waste. So.
My question regarding that at school is that, do you feel that there's a lot of psychic mediums up there, but do you feel that having some sort of schooling on it, because they've been doing it for like a long, long time, is that, and they're a recognized school around the world, is that, do you feel that that's maybe necessary to one's growth or to one's knowledge and how to basically conduct yourself in the world?
Okay, so Jay, so I see you did your homework on this. So the AFC is the most recognized school for psychic science and mediumship in the world. I think every practicing medium who wants to make a career out of what they do should go at least one time in their life. Because it's not that you aren't a medium and, like, you go to become one. That's not what they do for you. They take what you have and expand it and help you work with it. Okay. And I'm not going to lie, some of the exercises I had problems with. There was one time, even, I had this woman I was working with, and I have no idea what happened. But I was just feeling this horrible negative energy, not from her, but I was connecting to somebody who was in her life, and she called the tutor to come over and said, "I can't do this. I like she said, I am uncomfortable." And I said, "I don't blame you. I'm uncomfortable too." And the tutor had to come over and say, "You know, Dustin isn't meaning to hurt you, but he's just connecting to some energy that is really not the best energy." But I really firmly believe that it gives you a new appreciation for what you do. They talk a lot about philosophy, a lot about ethics, which ethics is very important, and especially when you're dealing with people's emotions and anything like this. I mean, this is very serious business, you know, especially when you have people grieving and people who, are looking for answers. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility, okay? But yeah, I mean, it helped me a lot because not only did it give me a new appreciation for it, but it gave you a connection of knowing that there are other real mediums out there who are good. Okay, so you have to understand, I am from South Bend, so like the northern part of Indiana, so the Midwest of the U.S. There's a lot of quote unquote mediums around here, and I've been to some of their stuff, and they're not that good, okay? I'm just telling you that right now. But to go to England and see these people practice and work, I mean, it is something. I was like, wow. I had to take a back seat. I was like, okay, I'm not top dog anymore. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm on an equal playing field with these people. And it was very humbling. It was very nice. It gave me a real connection, a feeling of, you know, this is what I want to do, and it did lead. We don't say development because that makes it seem like you're really pushing yourself. You're really trying. We called it unfoldment because you already have it. You're just tapping into it, and it's coming out of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it does actually.
Okay. All right. Do you have another question, Jay? I'm going to talk to you for like a couple more minutes here, but I do want to
No, it's
get
okay.
on.
I'll ask you I'll talk to you another time, but as always, I always have some questions regarding mediumship or whatever or things like that. So I'll just yeah, that's about it. So thanks much for the time and space. Have a lovely day.
Well, you're welcome, Jay. Thanks for calling in and asking. That's a really good question because there's a lot of people who want to know about the AFC, and I get emails about that often. Actually, people ask me, you know, what do you do there? What is it? Mostly, is it worth the money? So you have to fly there, right? Then you have to pay, oh, about $1,000 for a week along of classes. But the classes are from like 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. And then thank God for the bar that's inside the college, because to unwind at the end of the day, seriously, they knew who I was. I was going to that bar. I was like, all right, I need a couple of shots. It's been a long day. You don't know how drained I am. I need to recover, you know? So, yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah, there's that medium getting sloshed again from America.
I know they were making fun of me. The bartenders never got to see me work either, so I'm sure they were like, "Oh, who's this guy just coming to get drunk at the bar?" Anyway,
Awesome.
yeah. Well, thank you
Okay.
again, Jay, for tuning in, and I'm sure I'll be hearing from you again. And I'm very glad that you're listening to the show. So thanks.
It's a pretty fun show. Thank you much again for your
All right,
opportunity.
have a great day, Dave.
You too.
Right, bye-bye. Oh, what a cool guy. He's my buddy from Canada. I feel like we're buddies now. He's tuned in like three times, so we're on friend terms now. So yeah, so my life. Okay, so I'm sure you've gathered by now that I like to go. Okay, so let me back up a little bit here. Yeah, so I do drink. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm 23 years old. What do you want from me? But there's something about dancing. So I want to expand on this. So when I drink, I'm not getting like hammered, okay? So we actually talk about this in some of our classes. There's a difference between drinking and drunking, okay? So all you psychology aspirates, all these aspiring psychology learning people that want to learn about psychology, there's a difference between drinking and drunking. So I don't really drink to get drunk. I drink to kind of socialize. So I don't drink at home. I only drink when I'm outside with people. And there's something about this dancing. So anytime I'm out to like a club or like a small bar or something, it's just there's like a connection or some energy that's like on a dance floor. It's like everyone's like on an equal field, you know, playing field. There's no like, you know, I'm better than you suck, I'm judging you. It's like there's just music, and then you're just there with other people, just like having an experience. It's like a group just experience. I love that. I just love that so much. And my idea of heaven would just be like a big, not like a dance party, but there would definitely be a lot of dancing. And I love that. I love that feeling. So yeah, that's just something that I really enjoy. So when I go anywhere, especially if I go on cruises once a year, so that's my vacation, I take a week off. I usually drag people onto the dance floor, people I've never met before in my life. I just go up to them and talk to them and drag them. That's just part of who I am. I mean, I'm just that seriously. You get what you get. I don't change when the mics are off or the TV is off. I don't change when I go into class. Okay, I do a little bit. So I'm not like as obnoxious or talking as much. I take a back seat. You know, I let the professor handle that. You know, they're there to teach, right? I'm there to learn. But you know, you get what you get. You're not, I don't change. Let's see here. Hi, friend Brittany just messaged me. I promise I'll take you to the Cactus. It's like a dancing club, I think, in like Indy or something. But yeah, that's just it's really something I enjoy. So yeah, anytime I get. What else do I do? So I play a lot of video games. So I am what's called a gamer in the gay community. So we say GAYMER. So I can explain a little bit about what this means, because a lot of people don't understand, and then they listen to me and they still don't understand. So so I'll explain this in the best way I can. So a lot of people, especially gay people, this isn't just gay people, it's people in general. Okay, let me people in general, but especially minorities. Okay, let's work on this. So minorities, anytime they are accepted or they're faced with a lot of prejudice from the cultural majority, you know, you feel isolated, you feel like you're unworthy, you feel less than, right? So video games offer an escape for people, right? So you plug in your video game, you create an avatar. So you create what you would visualize yourself to be. You know, if you're overweight, you know, you may make a skinny avatar. If you're you know, you can never get your hair quite right, you want to dye it a different color, you make it bright red or bright blue or something, and it looks perfect on the screen, right? But you can never get that in real life. It offers an escape. And so I had that since I was little. You know, I was severely bullied in school, really. I mean, and you know, so playing video games was something that I could do to not have to be in that. And so that it stuck with me. So right now I have Dungeons and Dragons night. So I'll call up my buddies. I'll get Charlie, Dom, Chase, Brian. I think my friend Kayla came. My friend Scott came once. And then Kayla's boyfriend. God, what was it? I don't remember his name. But anyway, all around the table, we play like Dungeons and Dragons, or online, whatever. That is something that I love. I really love. It's a de-stressor. I don't have to think much. You know, you just do it. So yeah, if you haven't gathered either, I love group activities. So I love groups. Not to say I don't have close interpersonal relationships with each one of my friends. I do hang out one-on-one, but I love groups. I love being in groups of people. So that actually, I can go off a little bit on that too. So talking a little bit about being bullied, there are people who believe, and I want to touch on this, that to develop your intuition, that's actually a defense mechanism. So I can explain a little bit on this. So some psychics and mediums say that you develop these quote-unquote gifts. And I have a hard time with the word gift because it makes it seem like you're higher than other people, like you're on a pedestal. And if you haven't gathered, I'm a very grounded, very practical medium. I don't like to put myself on a pedestal, you know, so I call it a skill. So because it is, you know, even if you have it, you got to, like, you know, work with it, right? You can't just all of a sudden have all the answers. It takes practice. So there are people who say you become psychic or you get mediumship by developing that defense mechanism or sometimes having an NDE, a near-death experience. So I'm going to be honest, I don't think I've ever had an NDE. So I have been shot at before, so with guns. I don't like guns very much. When I was younger, you know, we didn't live in the best neighborhood, so just saying. You know, but I don't think that was like an NDE. It wasn't like I was held underwater and I saw the bright light off in the distance and I reached up and I was saved. You know, I didn't have anything that dramatic. They think it's a defense mechanism, and I can kind of see it. So if you are being abused at home or bullied at school or going through some type of trauma and you don't know when it's going to happen, you don't feel safe, you don't know what your tomorrow is going to look like, you want to have some type of sense or to kind of know what to expect. And I can see where they're coming from. They think that's when you develop your intuition. So to get a sense of knowing when it's coming, to protect yourself, to ground yourself, to brace yourself before the next attack or whatever it is you're going through happens. And I can see that. I wouldn't say that's the defining factor in how I developed, but it could be a factor that aided in my, I don't like to use the word development either, unfoldment. You know, it could be a factor. I can't say it can't, you know, but yeah, so that is something interesting I think a lot of you listeners would appreciate learning about. So there's a lot of philosophy behind this, okay? I can talk about that. I've studied a lot of it. I'm interested in it. There's a lot of philosophy. But I am going to take another caller here because I know I've been going off on a tangent because I do want to give a reading. But I also, what's going on here? Let's see. Oh, my gosh, this person's been waiting for a long time. Hi, you're on The Fabulous Medium. Who am I talking to?
Hi, it's Julia.
Julia? Wait, from...
Yes. Austin, from
wait. Oh, okay. Hi, Julia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So, Julia, I want to take a question, and then I am totally ready to give a reading, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's start with your question. So what do you want to know about me or my life or the mediumship, whatever?
When I was listening to you in the beginning and you were talking about your routine and rituals, I think they're super important as well. Now, as far as I don't think you mentioned, do you meditate?
Okay, so, yeah. So, okay, Julia, I'm glad you mentioned this. So, first of all, I could spend a whole show talking about meditation because I think it's got such a almost like a mystical air. But I hear a lot of people say, I try to develop my intuition through meditation. Okay. Does that make sense? So I'm sure you've heard this before. So I can totally break this down. So first of all, to answer your question, I do meditate. I usually will try for about maybe half an hour to an hour once a week. And I do dance, and dancing is like a form of meditation because you're not in your mind. You're kind of just going with the flow. Exercise is also a form of meditation. So if you're just having your headphones. Okay, so I do that. So I am plugged in. But I want to talk a little bit about the meditation. So what meditation does for your psychic or mediumship development is it gives you a sense of, encountering a different state. So you're not in your normal headspace, your normal way of thinking in meditation.
Monkey mind.
Your monkey mind. Yeah, that's a perfect example. So you're almost in a state of an altered state of consciousness. So an ASC. Mm-hmm. I also did a little bit of research on this when I studied hypnosis for one of my papers for my classes. An ASC. So an altered state of consciousness. But it doesn't actually help you in your actual development or unfoldment of psychic or mediumship. But it does help you get a sense of knowing what it feels like to be a little bit out of yourself. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
That's what it does. And it helps you kind of not be in the monkey mind to kind of let stuff go. But it's not actually developing your psychic or mediumship skills. And I get so irritated when I hear all these big name psychics talking about this, like, oh, you need to meditate, you need to, you know, they say that all the time, and it's like you're not getting it all the way with that meditating. It helps a little bit, but you're not getting to the meat and potatoes, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the condiments on the sandwich. It's not the meat, you know. So So whenever I do my students, you're going to get practice. So you're going to be doing the work, and we're going to be molding how you do it and really taking what you do and shaping it. So I'm really excited to teach this workshop that I'm going to be teaching in August. It's going to be really exciting when that happens. But I'm really glad you asked about that, Julia. That's a very hot topic, you know.
It is. And I think, well, at least for me anyway, with meditation, I feel like it really centers me and grounds me and connects me to my higher self. And since I believe that, you know, all our intuition and that comes through that. But there are, like you said, many forms. You can have walking meditation. You can be in nature and that's meditation. Cooking is meditation. It's anytime you're in the present moment and you're not in the past future, you know?
Absolutely. No, you're totally correct. And yeah, you're right. It does help with grounding and centering yourself, but that doesn't equal psychic or mediumship development. That equals you being more in tune with yourself, but that doesn't mean, you know, that you're going to be developing those skills. So I'm glad you separated that. You know what I mean? Because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You are right. But a lot of people, and I hate how they capitalize on that, because that's so easy to sell that idea, right? All you have to do is meditate. Here, buy my meditation CDs for $50 or, you know what I mean? And then you start selling these CDs, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to develop. Let me just pop it into the CD player, you know? And it's like, no, that's not going.
It's done. And now there's a junior James Van Praagh. Yay! From what? No, I'm just kidding. One meditation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I just can't, you know. But no, that totally makes sense. So, okay. Well, Julia, give me a second here. And I am going to shift gears here. And we can totally do a reading here. So give me a second to connect and see what's going on, okay? All right. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so I have someone here. Give me a second. Okay. All right, I'm getting a little bit here. Okay, so I do have, let's see here. I do have a woman here. She does make me feel my chest area. So when I feel pressure on my chest, that's my symbol that she either passed from the heart or the lungs, okay? So she had like a heart issue or a lung problem. Her personality, she was very soft, gentle, and supportive, okay? So she wasn't a mean, nasty woman, okay? She was very, very calm, very soft, gentle. And she does say there's a big connection to candles. So I don't know if someone, if she always lit the candles or if someone has her candles, there's a big connection to the candles. I'm not sure where that comes in. So does this make sense to you? Do you understand this?
Ooh. I'm not sure. Could this be, is it definitely a family member?
No. It doesn't have to be.
Not family?
No. I mean, it could not be. Yeah, no. All I know is it's a woman. She passed from the chest, soft, gentle, supportive, and she has a big connection to candles. And like you, you would know this about her, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say my grandma, but the candle thing, no. So this could be my friend's mom who passed recently, and that would be really cool if she's coming through.
Okay, give me a second here. So don't tell me too much about her, okay?
Okay.
But if those things fit, I'm pretty sure that's this person. So let me see here. Let me see. Was she the very, like, the homemaker? How do you understand this? Like, she shows me the minute I see her, she opens the door to me and, like, wants me to, like, come inside and, like, make me, like, comfortable inside the home. Do you understand this with her? Very, like, inviting. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it's my friend's mom. Yeah.
Okay, give me a second here. Okay, now how do you actually connect to, like, the wheelchair? Does she have to be in a wheelchair? There's something about a wheelchair. Or, like, let me see here. I think she was in a wheelchair. Like, she had to be moved or something. Or carted. That sounds terrible, but I think, like, carted somewhere. Like, shifted. She says, like, I was moved in the wheelchair to, let me see here. What's going on? Was she in the hospital? Do you understand this?
I don't know. If this is my friend's mom, I wasn't very close to the family, you know, in the last few years, so I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she was in the hospital because I see her in the hospital, like, being moved around in the wheelchair. Let me see here. And then, like... And then, okay, so this is kind of intense. So I'm sorry to put you in this position, but sometimes spirit will have you act as the medium to deliver a message to somebody else. She tells me they were very indecisive about what to do with me and, like, what decisions to make towards the end. And then she says, I don't think they ever made a decision, and I just passed. So it was like the finalizations were never made and I passed. So I don't know if your friend disclosed that to you or shared that, but this is like, because I feel like she's saying it's like, you know, it just happened. It is what it is. She wasn't someone to hold grudges. Okay.
Okay.
She doesn't, she just says it is what, so tell your friend about this. Cause I think the family is beating themselves up about this. Like, we should have had her in a home or we should have taken her home. But in the midst of deciding what to do, she says, I passed.
Okay. I really feel like this is my friend's mom. So I can, it's like I know you don't want all the information, or is it okay for me to tell you now?
I'm really okay. How do you connect to the state of Florida? So did she go to Florida? Was there like a big trip? There's a big connection to Florida. I'm not sure where that comes in.
Well, this could be about romance, switching gears.
Okay, well, what's going on with Florida? Because there's a big connection to Florida. So I don't know what that is.
There's a gentleman I like who lives there.
Oh, okay. So, well, she's the one who's still talking to me, so she must have been interested in this. She must have liked, this is another aspect of her personality. So she must have enjoyed hearing about people's, like, romance stories or really, like, interested in the gossip, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
So,
one of the nicest women I've ever met, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's interested in the gossip, so let me see what she's got to say about this. So, let me see here. What is going on here? Okay. All right, let me see here. So I am seeing phones. So you guys must have a serious connection. So you guys actually talk on the phone. Is that correct? You guys?
No.
Oh, well, she's showing me a phone. So I feel like you guys are going to be talking on the phone then, because I'm seeing phone calls.
Okay.
So give me a second here.
Okay.
And then how do you connect to 6 months to 1 year? I'm not sure where that connects. Is that how long you guys have been talking, or like you knew each other? There's something like
6 months to 1 year. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that could be. We definitely haven't known each other for a year. 6 months is probably pushing it as well.
Okay, then I think that this means this is when this connection is going to be getting more serious. So that must be where the connection comes in, because there's something about 6 months to 1 year. And then I see the phone. So I do think that this is what's going to be happening here. There is going to be, let me see here. I don't know who this is. Who is, I think this is, I don't know if this is the someone who's connected to the woman. Who is like, it starts with a D. It's a D, but it's a man. Like,
yeah, that's her son. Yes,
it starts with a D. I don't know if it's like a Donald or something, or like a Dan.
Darren.
Oh, who is
Darren?
Okay, because there's something. Darren. So, are you connected to her son at all? Like, do you know about him? Like,
yeah, he's my ex-boyfriend from a long time ago, and I used to spend a lot of time with his family, and so I think that's definitely her. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a second here. There's Let me. Here. I don't know how this connects either. There's another D, but it's not a person. She says there's a connection to daffodils, and I don't understand where that is. Does she have daffodils? It's like those yellow.
Yeah, I'll have to pass that one along.
Okay, because there's something about like these yellow flowers. The daffodils are yellow, right? Is that right? They're yellow,
so, yeah.
I think. Okay, I'm not like the best with flowers. So I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Did she grow the sunflowers? Because there's big yellow flowers. So I don't know where those come in. So.
I can ask. I have a lot of sunflowers here. I'm a sunflower person.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She does say there's yellow. I know they're definitely yellow flowers. So give me a second here.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the stereotypical rose, but there are definitely some yellow flowers. Let me see here. What else is going on? There's trying to think what else she's saying here. Who also hurt their leg? Do you know who hurt their leg? Or like they're having like some walking problems or something? Who was that?
I'm not sure who that could be.
I don't know if that's her son. What's the D guy name? That something
Darren.
Happened with the Darren. Something happened to the leg. Something happened to the leg. Someone I don't know what happened, but just pass this along because she does say it was something that did happen. But no, I think you and that guy in Florida are going to be continuing talking because I see you guys talking on the phone. And I think things that's positive. So that's good stuff here. And then send that message to your friends about the mom. Let me see here. Let me see. This is going to sound really crazy. So no one knows your last name, okay? So this is totally like, it's sort of confidential. No one's going to like track you down. I actually heard they heard my voice. And I don't know what that means. So I don't know if you actually heard this woman's voice, but you've heard somebody's voice, like actually like in your head. And I don't know. I think might be switching people here because that's pretty specific. So who is, did you hear like somebody's voice or something? Or like when you're in your meditation or something, you heard like this, like it's someone's voice. Someone's like talking to me.
Well, earlier today, I kind of, had that experience.
With who? Who was this?
Well, I guess it was her. I wasn't sure who it was. But as we were talking now, when, you know, like I heard her name in my head, you know, when you were giving me more information about who it could be.
That is so crazy. I've never had that ever, like a client ever say that before. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So she's just validating that that is indeed her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So,
yes, absolutely.
That is crazy. That's seriously crazy. Let me see here. There's also, I think that was, let me see here. How do you also connect to the coffee? Did she like the coffee or something? Something about,
coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee, and I've really been considering trying to wean myself off of it.
But the coffee, because like, this is like when they show me coffee, that means it's like every single day or like a lot of coffee. You know what I mean? It's not like every Okay, so well, she's just saying she's very aware of this. Okay, let me see. She she's very funny because. Well, as you talk about this, she just shows me her, like, expression, like, just kind of nodding and just kind of looking at you and listening. Like, I don't think, like, you know, she's not meaning to be, like, demeaning or, like, you know what I mean? But it's just, like, when she nods, it's like you get, like, okay, yeah, I know I need to change that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she's so sweet and kind. Yeah, I get it.
She just kind of nods. Let me see here. There's, but I do feel her kind of leaving me, Julia. So, yeah, just please let your friend know about because that's really important.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. Wait. There is one last thing. Hold on. I'm trying to like. She says there's one last thing here. I don't know where this comes in. She does say there's like there's going to be like a new job, something about a new job or like a new job or opening or something, and then something about clients. I don't know what that means. Like a new job opportunity or something. Do you do something with clients? Do you have clients?
I have a private practice. I do.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. She says you have a new job or a new opening, and you're going to have more clients. There's something about more clients are coming in. So I don't know what you're doing, but she says it's going to be happening pretty soon.
Thank you so much, Betty. I love you.
Okay, but yeah, so keep doing what you're doing. You're doing good stuff, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was amazing, and I'm really excited to share this with my friend, because I know that they have such a beautiful, loving family, and I'm sure that they're in a lot of pain and doing a lot of healing right now. So, okay. Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, and I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you, my friend. God bless.
God bless you, too. Have a great day, Julia.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh my gosh, she's so sweet. I swear I have the best callers that call in. This is just so nice. It's the energy of the universe, you know. You just put it out there and it comes back. It's just it's a process. It just flows. It's really nice. So, all right. Well, I do want to wrap this up. We're ending the last 5 minutes of the show. Like, can you believe it? I don't know how the whole hour went by. Like, seriously. But I will tell you this, at the end of the show, my God, I'll be drinking some tea and some honey because my voice is just, like, out of here. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to follow me online, you can follow my Facebook page, which is Dustin Livers, D-U-S-T-E-N. My last name, Livers, L-Y-V as in victory, E-R-S. You can, my Twitter is Dust10, D-U-S-T, the number 10, Medium. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, it's Dustin Livers, LinkedIn, Dustin Livers. Just totally follow me. Yeah, follow me on Blog Talk. You'll get messages saying when my next show is, what the next show will be about. If you subscribe to Facebook, you can see all my local events, if I'll be flying to anywhere near you, if I'll be traveling. If I do travel to some place that's near you, I do take into consideration carving out an evening or something to do a reading. That's something I've done. I've done that in Chicago and California and Hawaii. You know, it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. So, yeah, just follow me and see what I'm doing. So there's a lot going on. By this week, I'm going to be buying my plane ticket to go visit my dad. He and his girlfriend, April, are in some tiny little city near Virginia Beach, but I guess it's like so far off the radar that it's like there's only one, what did he tell me? There's like one hospital or post office. I mean, it's tiny, tiny, tiny city. But I'm just excited to go visit him and see him and just get away for a little bit. So that's what's coming up near in my future. Let's see. We're about to start doing our research project. So we're going to start getting participants. So if you look online, I will be posting the link because I do need more people to engage in the research. So this is part of knowing someone who can reach a lot of people. Take advantage of me. Listen, it's fine. I'm okay with being taken advantage of as long as it's for the betterment of everybody else. But yeah, I'll be posting that online to get more participants. What else is going on? Oh my goodness. My roommate is leaving. I have the house to myself for a couple days. That'll be lovely. Just to invite some friends over, just get to relax, have some downtime. I may even, if he's not listening to this, use his bathtub. So he has a giant bathtub in his room that has jets and like 10 different like scents of bubble soap and like all these bath beads and like Epsom salt. I mean, it's just a whole just therapeutic process. It's just so nice. So it's similar to the process of molting, you know, like with crabs, how they just wiggle out of their shells and then they just get a new one. And that's what I'll be doing. Yeah. So you can probably visualize this. Let's see. I can't really think of anything else that's coming up. It's just an everyday thing. Oh, I have my first ever group reading over a conference call tonight. Isn't that crazy? So like one of the siblings, I guess it's three of them, is like in somewhere in the Midwest. One's in California and the other one is like on the East Coast. So that's something totally new that I'll be doing. So I'm really excited to be doing that too. And then I think Sunday, I don't know if that's my group reading at Riverside Bar. Oh, no, that's next Sunday. So, yeah, so tune in next time, next week, 10 a.m. on Saturday, to another episode of The Fabulous Medium, and we will see what's going on. So I know I only did one reading today. I wasn't expecting that. I was really wanting to do two. But I guess for that group reading tonight, I'm going to need that extra energy. So thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day, and I will be seeing all of you next week at 10 a.m.